that you know, we thought in the medical profession that the only way you could lose weight if you were extreme, you know, BMI over 35 was to have weight loss surgery. That really is like what the medical profession was teaching. And they put folks on a diet that's not, wasn't that different than the foods I'm talking about, and they had them exercise moderately every day, the way that Ellen Hughes proposed. And they all lost weight and did very well. Now, was it the exercise? Was it the diet? I can't tell you. It's the combination of these things. But in all these cultures, they don't exercise the way we do. They're not like obsessive and going to the gym and, you know, trying to prepare for a marathon, you know, 1 month and then doing nothing the next. That's what people in the U.S. do. We go to one extreme and the other. They just move their bodies every day. Even in the kitchen, they're burning calories. You saw that Mitate. You spend 20 minutes with that thing, and you've, you know, probably burned 200 calories, so or more. So, you know, it really is just much more a part of the culture. I mean, the other thing, if you'll notice, these folks from Crete, and even the folks from Japan, they don't look like the front cover of AARP elderly, you know? They're not like these cachectic, you know, perfectly Dooney and Burke looking folks. Some of them are actually have a little bit of layers on them, you know? And that was really interesting for me too. But they're really healthy. They move around, they eat well.